As one once myself, I think if you were to ask an 8-year-old boy what his favorite toy is, and perhaps if you want to really get into this question, you could probably Google the answer, like the best toys for 8-year-old boys in all of human history. If you were to Google that, you'd probably get two answers that you and I are going to agree with. And both those answers probably have something to do with building or throwing. So a ball, right? Any kind of ball, a soccer ball, a football, a basketball, a baseball, that's got to be in the top three. And Legos or Lincoln Logs, depending on when you lived. Or Erector sets. Right? We're all shaking our heads. We know boys at 8 years old, love these toys. If you can build it or you can throw it or kick it, an 8-year-old boy wants to touch it. We know that. But let's talk about Legos. Think of Legos. And when that boy opens up that box, it might be like a little small kit, maybe like a little car, or a massive airport. That's what I would always build. That Lego set comes with directions. But the best part about Legos is that you can throw those away and build whatever you want. I can turn that airport into a farm with airplanes. I can turn that car into a boat. Or you can read the directions, and you know how this works, right? Those of you that have kids, boys, grandsons, or sons, they look at that box and they're like, okay, I have to get it to look like that. And it never really does. But those directions, if followed step by step, will land at that object. But the freedom in throwing those directions away for an 8-year-old boy who's filled with creativity, you and I know that that boy can build whatever he wants. Think of a Lego set, friends. Our church is kind of set up like a Lego set. And if we want the church to be what the builder intends, the maker intends, then we follow the directions. If we don't want that, and we don't want a car that mom gave us, we want the boat, we don't want the airport, we want the farm, then we can do that. But then it's not what it's supposed to be, because directions weren't followed. I'm holding that as a metaphor this morning because that's the point of today's first reading and the gospel. We call them directions. God calls it order. And God's order is God, given to us through Jesus, who established a church. And the church has order, beginning with the magisterium, big word, but a simple word. It's the bishops who teach us. And they teach us the truth. And that truth sometimes isn't what we want. And that's what the fight was in today's first reading. Who's telling us to circumcise ourselves? And think about it. Again, for 8-year-old boys or for boys in general, this is a kind of a big deal. I'm not talking about a haircut. Let's be real. We're talking about circumcision. If you're a male, that's a big deal. You're going to clue in. And think of the males at the time. We got to get this right. Circumcision, I want to get this answer right. If I want to be saved, does this have to happen? And friends, we're talking the first century. This is decades after Jesus died. In today's world, 2019, the magisterium and the church in general is usually punched by society. You and I don't like order. We love it if it's what we want to do. The 8-year-old boy loves the airport of Lego sets, if you wanted a Lego set that has an airport. But if you wanted a military base, he's ticked off. And he's going to make that airport into a military base and throw away those directions. We have that ability. You and I have the ability, we're not puppets, to choose the kind of church we want. We call that Protestantism. That's Protestantism. When you and I want to choose the church we want. And that's why there's 4,000 in the state alone of North Dakota. Go pick your flavor. But if you want the church established by God, constructed by Jesus Christ, and if you want to do things that will get you to heaven, then be a Catholic. But you can't pick and choose, and neither can I. Because now that Lego set has turned into your own creative masterpiece. And for an 8-year-old boy, friends, that's a wonderful thing because it's Legos. But for us, friends in Christ, it's not Legos. It's a little bit of a bigger deal. And we can have two attitudes, I think. When we approach the church and being Catholic, there's a few things we probably like or don't like. A few of the teachings that agree with us or don't agree with us. But as it said in the first reading, and as Jesus was trying to teach in the gospel today, that we must have faith that everything the church teaches is handed on by Jesus Christ under the guidance of the Holy Spirit and willed by our good Father in heaven, who only wants to take care of us as his sons and daughters. So whatever the teaching is, no matter how angry it might make you or make me as a priest, I love a Lego set that has clear and crisp directions that when I look at it in the shopping aisle and I want to say, I want that. And if I open up that box and follow the directions, I'm going to get that. I'm going to build that. It's the same thing with Catholicism. If you want the fullness of Christianity, then be a Catholic. But if you want to take things out and put things in, then the Catholic Church isn't for you. And as harsh as it sounds, it's kind of abrasive, almost rude, right? Maybe insensitive. But here we're not just talking about Lego sets. We're talking about a church that has the ability, not by you and I, we're not that big of a deal. We belong to a church that's about Jesus. And he established this order to get you and I to heaven. As fun as Lego sets are, and as great of an experience as it is for an 8-year-old boy, you and I, as faithful people to God's word, must make that choice to follow the church as God wants it to be. And don't pick it apart. Just as the Lego set falls apart if the directions aren't followed, so our church falls apart. But if those directions are followed, in other words, friends, if we follow the commandments of our Lord given to us by the church, we get a lot more than a Lego set. We get heaven.